Why, hello, friend. If you're listening to this on the road, maybe going to Thanksgiving, maybe on the way back from Thanksgiving, hello. We appreciate you. Got Dr. Oz on the show today. We do an asking for a friend about ring advice and what kind of ring to get. We also talked about what did you screw up at work. And some of those stories make you feel so much better about things in your life. Make sure you let us know how you're doing. 99338 to text.
Your morning show. Podcast.
And we appreciate you hanging out on this Tuesday as we it's the eve of the eve of Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yes.
This is the eve.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's, Riley, what's new with you?
Not a whole lot. Still planning out the menu for the eve of the eve thing.
Well, the eve.
Yeah, but you're planning it for Thanksgiving, but not the eve of the
No.
So that's actually having an eve of the eve dinner tonight.
No, not an eve of the eve. Wow, you're confusing me. No, but I'm putting it all together. I'm finding that I like going to people's houses and like bringing stuff to entertain. I just don't like entertaining in my house.
Hell yeah, because then they're all using your stuff.
Yeah.
What's on the menu?
So
turkey.
Well, I'm doing hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, okay.
So cranberry brie bites, which is like little phyllo pastry cups with brie and cranberry. And then I think I might make that Snickers salad you were talking about.
Oh, Minnesota action.
I'd never had it before. Yeah. And I looked at the ingredients. I was like, that sounds good.
No, it is absolutely fantastic. All right, Rose, what do you, what's with you?
I think I'm going to put out my Christmas decorations today, even though it's before Thanksgiving and my husband wanted me to wait till after. I'm getting antsy and I just, you know, I think I just want them up.
Hell yeah, do it. I am having to remind my parents that I'm an adult and I can make adult decisions because I'm going to be, it's my first Thanksgiving. It's my first Thanksgiving in Nashville, which is going to be exciting in general.
Okay.
But my dad, like... If my dad used to, obviously my parents used to pick out my clothes, and my dad, he's trying to control what I wear. I'm like, listen, pal.
Good job.
It's
nice
just
try.
Us, because usually it'd be like whole family and whatever. I'm like, Thanksgiving's not really the holiday we got to dress up nice, like presentable, certainly.
Yeah, you got to be loosey-goosey a little bit, like sweaters.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, I'm going to wear, like, jeans, and then, like, you know, on Christmas, I'll wear the tie. Do you know what I mean?
So, a tie on Christmas.
Yeah, I always wear like a jacket and tie because
we
go to mass.
Oh, okay.
I try to show my Instagram to get backstage and meet Jesus, but then this never once worked.
Good God.
So,
I get backstage pass to see the man.
Oh, my gosh.
Let us know. Your Tuesday is going 99338. I get to this next. We're talking about what the weird things celebrities collect. Hang on. Wherever you listen to your morning show, we appreciate you doing it. Make sure you text us, too, like the where. And the who and the when you're listening, 99338. I think one of the questions we probably get asked the most just about like the industry in general is like what celebrities are like. And I think I always say like they're just normal people. Like for the most part, like, and they're just people that happen to be really talented and like, but they're not any different than anybody else. Like they still have to ask where the restroom is. They still have like
for sure.
So I see lists like this, I get excited. So Cracked put together the they call it the eyebrow arching celebrity collection. So things that celebrities collect.
Okay.
Because like celebrities are nerds too, and they have their own like, and they have more money.
And they have money, yeah.
That's the thing. I'm sure some of us is like, you just have money to spend. So Demi Moore, of course, famous actress. She
her
has,
book is great.
She's the one where she like her house came out in like the pictures of the bathroom and it had carpet.
Yeah, because she had carpet around her hot tub, and people were like, "What is this?" And she was like, "Well, that was something that Bruce came up with 25 years ago." I'm like, "Oh, hold up! You've had carpet in your bathroom for 25 years.
Of course, blame it on the ex-husband. I guess she collects dolls. She has rooms full of dolls and even travels with the doll of Dill from Rugrats.
Did it tell you why, though?
Because
apparently she had, like, well, she did have this really messed up childhood. And then when her daughters were small, she went crazy, like, buying toys for them.
Mm.
And she said it was, like, tapping into her own childhood that she didn't have.
Okay.
So she still keeps the toys.
That's cool. Chris Pratt. Mm. Who I think is one of the, seems like, and if I ever met Chris Pratt and he's having a bad day, it would break my heart.
Right?
Because he just seems like the nicest guy in the world. He collects bugs.
Ew, why?
But like, that doesn't seem like, that surprising? No, like Chris Pratt, like he collects bugs.
I mean, do you, boo?
So I guess when he was dating Anna Faris, he tried to impress her by sharing, I guess she has an interest in dead bugs, so he pretended like to share in it too.
But dead bugs though?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's like, I mean, we used to have to collect those for like sophomore year biology. We had to do a bug collection. So that was fun. Yeah.
Interesting.
Rod Stewart collects model trains.
Okay.
They say that the singer's home train set is bigger than a tennis court, Wow. He's on tour.
Okay, that's the eyebrow raising part. The train part is like, okay, that's kind of normal, but that's massive.
There's more coming, Rose. When he's on tour, he said to book a second hotel room just for his mile trains.
Like, stop it.
That's too much.
But that's one of those things.
Seriously?
So,
now you're bougie.
But like, if you're like Rod, if you're a legend like that, like,
that's
can,
true.
I can, like,
bring my
you
train.
Can, yeah, it's
kind
of like,
you can do what you want. But.
Angelina Jolie, not surprising, collects knives. She collects antique knives from all over the world.
That's kind of hot.
She keeps locked in a special case. You think it's hot?
Yes. Lara Croft Tomb Raider?
It's Angelina Jolie.
Hello.
Tom Hanks.
If there were anyone else, it'd be weird.
He collects typewriters.
I guess that's kind of cool. I like vintage things, and vintage typewriters could be neat.
I guess he wrote a book about typewriters, and it's called Uncommon Type. That's kind of funny. It's a Tom Hanks book title for sure.
You have to be semi-eccentric to be successful in Hollywood.
And I suppose, like, again, like, everything in his life is probably free. Like, legitimately. So I was like, well, this is the one thing I can do for myself. Quentin Tarantino collects board games.
What?
I think that, I
you
mean,
would have
like,
thought Quentin Tarantino, of all people, would have had some weird, like, snakeskin collection or some, like, he'd be the one with a knife collection.
No, that's
board games.
Amanda Seyfried collects taxidermy. She's been collecting since the late 2000s. To amass a small museum's worth of dead animals.
Is that creepy or hot to you?
She's very pretty. That to me would be like an odd.
That'd be a nope.
Lie. It, but then it's like, but yeah, but hunters
you walk
do it.
In
but
and
it's
there's
like,
a...
yeah.
You have a fox, don't you?
First of all, he's a coyote. And
you have a coyote.
Correct. Yes, I do. I do indeed, and I've had him since college. So that's one of my longest purchases has been that. I don't want to brag, but there it is.
You probably shouldn't brag about that one.
Katy Perry collects celebrity hair.
Oh.
So
would she go around picking up people's weave backstage?
No. So I guess a fan asked the singer what was in her purse. She admitted to having locks of hair from Taylor Swift to Miley Cyrus.
Apparently giving somebody a lock of hair back in the day used to be a sign of love and affection and luck. Like soldiers would get a lock of hair from their women. And she's sort of old school in that sense. I just, I don't want a whole bunch of people's hair in my purse.
No, I don't either.
Do you think she was joking? Because when was this, before the Taylor Swift drama or after the Taylor, like when did she say she had Taylor Swift's hair? Because I feel like she would say that as a joke and people would be like, okay, yeah, she's weird.
Yeah, it was 2013. There is video of the exchange. So she says she puts little bows in them individually, puts them in her purse. So that's on the major good weird. Luck thing. Eminem collects cassettes. That's kind of cool. He said the cassette tapes he couldn't afford when he was a kid. This is the biggest one on here, which is also dope because Jason Segel like did the Muppets movie. Like he did the new one. So he collects Muppets. Yeah. So before the 2011 Muppets sequel, he said he was unemployed 604 weirdo who just who had Muppets paraphernalia everywhere. That's kind of funny. Like Jason Segel, you go over to his house like after night drinking and the dude's got Muppets stuff up before he's Jason Segel. I'd be like, okay, this is...
That'd be very weird.
Yeah, Muppets...
After his fame, it's like, cool.
It's like a memento, but before it's like, this guy's going to make me a Muppet. I need to apologize in advance for this, but Hoodie sent me this list. We have to do it for science.
Okay.
The 13 weird sounding words that make you cringe.
Okay.
So I guess there's a whole science behind this. So gross sounding words are a phenomenon known as word aversion or logomisia.
Yes. Yep, got a couple.
Misophonia is when you chewing one, right?
Yes, but I have that as well.
So there's a person who, this woman, his name's Marina Urena. Hopefully I'm saying that right. She holds a Master of Arts in Linguistics, tells Bustle. Linguistics believe that there are three things that can influence person's aversion to words. Connotation, sound, and social transmission.
Yep.
So like we assign certain meanings or associations we deem as inappropriate, like body fluids, sexually charged words, or unpleasant memories, which is why hearing these words makes us feel uncomfortable.
Yes. Like panties.
Well, that's, I don't know if that's on the list. The first one's moist.
That's one of mine too, moist. Yeah. I don't like it.
They say that despite the fact that it's often used to describe delicious baked goods, people positively despise it.
Yeah. I don't like it. Moist just sounds dirty to me.
They say that...
I just think of cake.
Well, they say it's in part from the aforementioned diphthong. I'm not sure what diphthong
is. I don't know what that
oy,
is.
Which is all sorts of wet... I'm going to speak like that. It's like that syllable. Oy is like the all wet sounding. Like they say like oyster... In oil are two words that people also don't like within that same category.
No, I won't think of oil the same way either.
Which goes into the second
that
one.
That makes sense.
Ointment.
That one doesn't bother me that much.
Oh.
I think to me, because ointment to me implies wound.
Because see, I don't like cream.
Yeah.
But I assume if it's an ointment, it's like you got a festering wound you're putting ointment on. Do you know what I mean? Like that, like kind of thing.
Okay,
yeah.
That's gross.
Number three on the list, creamy. Yeah.
Yeah, cream, creamy. I don't like that one.
They say like moist creamy can sound delicious or gross depending on the context. Yeah. Okay. I guess. Okay. Eric. Hold on a sec. Eric, can you come here for a second? Because there's a Spanish word on here that I don't know if this is bad. So according to this woman, so
okay.
Eric, what does cremoso mean?
What?
Cremoso? Cremoso?
Cremoso?
C-R-E-M-O-S-O?
I don't know. Maybe
it's a Spanish cream. They say in Spanish you say cremoso, which is considered super disgusting due to the dirty image it brings to mind.
Yeah,
it's Portuguese.
It could be
means
that
creamy
stuff that El Salvadorians use. It's kind of like a mayo for them.
Okay,
but I know in South America I've never heard that one in Venezuela.
Okay,
but yeah,
there we go. Thank you. Number four on the list: squid.
Squid?
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't really bother me though.
They say for, it's for the, all the gross connotations. I mean, squid is in general like.
Yeah.
I prefer calamari.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. In terms of true. Eating, I mean, it, if somebody puts a calamari in front of me, I'm going to eat it. You say you're eating squid?
But no. No, thank you. The next list, these are the grossest words. Squirt, number five. Squelch is number six.
That doesn't bug me that much.
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say squelch.
Maybe.
Like, in recent memory.
No, me either.
Phlegm.
Yeah.
I hate
especially
that.
Like during COVID times. Like, I got phlegm. This one...
What?
Smear? I'm not a big smear guy. Not
really?
Big,
that's the one that gets you?
Because I'm going to be honest, and I'm all about women's health, but I had to go to the gyno once with an ex-girlfriend and didn't know what any of that was. And like, it's more so just like...
That smear is uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was more so, I was impressed. I'm like, God, that sucks. You have to go through that. Like,
wait a minute. You were in the room?
Yeah, it's a long story.
Oh, God.
I've talked about my stand-up. Yeah,
I know what happened. Yes. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I had an ex-girlfriend who accused me of giving her something that I certainly did not. So I had to go to the gyno and like stood there and then she looked at me like, I'm gonna get him for this. And like the doctor walked in and gave me a look and I'm like, in my head, like I know this didn't happen.
Oy.
And I'm like, this will be a funny story to laugh about. Doctor says, and I quote, oh, that's just a skin irritation. And I think this will be funny.
Ooh,
we're gonna be okay. And she said something like, you should be thankful it wasn't. And I was like, what are we? You just accused me of like one of the worst things.
You're single now, so.
Yeah. So, and
that's a red flag.
Next on the list, slurp.
I can't do slurp at all.
Curds made the list as one of the. I mean, cheese curds though.
I hate that word. That's why, like, if someone says cheese curds, I'm like, that just sounds disgusting.
No, Rose, it's so
like
good.
I love cheese curds.
I know it's good, but the curd, I can't. Oh, I don't want it.
Makes me hungry.
I don't want it.
Let's
call it a cheese curd.
Oh, let me do two more. These are the most disgusting words to hear. Pulp. Yeah, I think pulp to me. I'm not even too sure what orange juice
and
pulp
like
without pulp is.
I don't like the way that pulp tastes, but the word doesn't bug me.
And the last one is mucus.
Pulp.
Yeah, mucus bothers
is another
me.
One. So,
secretions.
Listen, that works too. If you have words you want to add, I apologize, but Hoodie insisted we do that. That was the 13 weird sounding words that make you cringe. Let us know if it did on your morning.
Jingle Ball presented by Capital One. If you haven't gotten tickets yet, they start at just $40. The show is going to get dangerously close to selling. Now, the FOMO will be real. Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, Bozzy, Sweetie, Jonas Brothers, and more. All the info, YMSradio.com. I found what I want for Christmas.
What's that?
Gucci, familiar?
Yeah, I know.
They made an Xbox.
Oh,
and,
I didn't see this.
Listen, all I'm saying is...
You want a Gucci Xbox?
Oh, yeah, for my Gucci.
I mean, if you're going to get Gucci, something, let it be something you'll use it every day, because that junk ain't cheap.
Listen, I think I deserve it. It's about time you guys pony up. So, it's only $10,000.
Only.
Actually, for Gucci, that's not that bad.
Oh.
Not that I have 10 grand
only.
I'm just saying.
But it comes with the Xbox Game Pass. So, like, I can play all the games I want, too.
Okay, does it also tell you the codes to win? Or
does
it play the game for you? Or
it's the console itself. It has Gucci has a laser etched in it with this iconic Rombi design. So it looks really cool. And they say the initials of Gucci or Gucci is shorthand for good game. So
that's cool.
So there it is. So you guys, what do we think?
I'm not going to spend the money on
pass.
It, but it's cool.
I got to say, so I'm not worth it.
I'm a pass on this one.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, okay, well, why don't you go get me some Chanel then, sir?
First of all, it's pronounced Chanel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got you Nikes, bro.
I know that, but they were not 10 grand.
No, if you want to see it, we'll put it up. And if you're listening and you want to be a good friend to get it for me, you know, I wouldn't say no. YMSradio.com. Got morons on the way next. It's your morning show. My mind is blown right now. I'd always thought that when somebody says I'm fine or it's fine, that it is. And maybe that's why your boy has been single for a minute. Psychology Today had this, why we say we're fine or, quote, I'm fine when we are not. Riley, give you first crack. Why do you say I'm fine when you're not fine?
Because I am being snarky. Like, it's not any other reason than that. Like, that's my code of, yeah, everything's fine. Like, that is my code to run. Because the thing about me is when I am upset and I still care about a situation, that's when I yell. I'll argue. Like, if I'm still in it and I still want to fight with it and, like, work it out, I'll yell. If I don't care anymore, I'm just quiet.
Can I give you a pro tip to the fellas out there? This is tried and true. If you know your girl's mad, but she says she's fine, pretend as if she told you the truth. Just be like, okay, and go about your day and just act happy. Ooh. And eventually she's going to say, are you really not going to talk about XYZ?
Don't do it.
But why you're single.
Because that's why I had a girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend. One time, got up and left my apartment. And I was like, okay.
Bye.
Like, it was late. And then called me and said, are you really not going to chase after me? And I was like, no.
She didn't know you very well, did she?
No, but I was like, no. I figured, like, you said you wanted to leave. So I figured, like, you wanted to leave. So I,
yeah.
Sorry, I was listening. The same. Why do you say I'm fine when you are not?
I just don't want to talk about it either anymore or with you, but I will say I said this to a friend once and they're like, you know, fine stands for freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional, right? And I was like, oh,
wait,
I was like,
freaked out,
insecure, neurotic, and emotional. And I was like, I don't know if I'm more mad at you or if you like nailed it. But like, I was like, that's not nice.
I'm not trying to learn about myself today. Yeah. Oh,
I know.
Psychology Today has three. They say there's three reasons. The first one is avoiding painful feelings. So if you grew up if you grew up in a family that let you feel and express your anger or sadness, I would say maybe you grew up in that family, but most of us grew up learning to hide those emotions with parents who couldn't regulate their own. We grew up thinking suppressing feelings is the way to go.
I can see that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yeah.
That is deep.
Yeah. This is we're going hella deep. Avoiding conflicts is the second one. This psychologist said sharing our true feelings or opinions might cause someone to get angry with us, and that's scary, at least uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't look for conflict, but I'm not...
Run from conflict.
I don't run from conflict. I say I don't look for it, but I'd rather go
in
to conflict.
In terms of like drama that isn't worth anything, yeah, you don't deal with that.
No, but if it's like stuff that matters, like I'd rather just deal with it. Like I'm not pro confrontation, but like I'd rather just deal with it than just have there be uncertain, like unspoken, like whatever. You know what I mean? Especially that's true too, since we don't have the label of high maintenance, that we opt out of our feelings. So we don't come off as difficult, which that's true though too. Where it's like, is you want to be like, what's wrong, and then actually say what's wrong? Like, no,
yeah,
it's fine.
Then some people might not want the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the
true.
Last one they say is we're just avoiding our problems. So like,
I could see that one too.
Why?
Because it's like the old adage of like, it's fine, everything's fine. You know, you just put it away, you compartmentalize it, and keep it moving.
Yeah, they say like why we hide problems from other people. Sometimes we hide from ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there even
that's a dangerous
game to play
too.
It's just gonna come back later.
What were you saying, Rose?
It's just gonna come back later.
Yeah, you know it's funny. Let me catch you up. What were you saying?
No, I was gonna say you can't keep pushing things down. They're gonna like bubble up at some point in time.
Isn't it weird too to find what the triggers are? I heard a song came on like my shuffle. And it hit me somewhere. I was like, oh.
All the time.
As it turns out, I'm not over this situation. Like,
It like brings you back to a place in space and time, and it still stings.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think this is, be okay with not saying you're fine, if at all. If you have any tips or feedback, too, 99338. All right, morons, a morning show. Trying to get the biggest moron the last 24 hours. No death, no hurting of animals. Riley, your story.
So firefighters in upstate New York on Friday released a naked man who was stuck for several days inside the bathroom wall of the theater. Like, okay, they heard him banging and yelling for help. No word on how he actually got in there, but he was there for two or three days. So apparently they had to use a fiber optic camera to find his exact location and bash through the wall. Like, how? How in the world? And why were you naked? I just don't know.
Drugs probably would be
perhaps.
All right.
Yeah.
What else you got for yours?
So in Virginia, a woman tried to swim away in a creek from deputies following a disturbance. She also had two active warrants in two different counties. Deputies who were searching the shoreline noticed that she was in the water, which imagine it's really, really cold at this time of year. They ordered her to get out of the water. She refused. And then they explained the risk of hypothermia. And she's like, okay, fine. And she doggy paddled back to shore and was placed in custody.
Here's the thing with mine. The rule is no death. And this man accused of scamming somebody of $80,000 missed his day in Connecticut court because, according to his lawyer, he's dead.
Okay.
He has presented with a death certificate he received back in June. According to the document, his client died from malaria. Odd disease to catch in the U.S. of A. Apparently, his crime was in the Congo. Problem, though, number one, he's a con artist. Reports say neither police nor the feds have been able to confirm the certificate is real. Which is like, that's here's the sad. I guess he got this one to get $80,000 by posing as a rep for the Publishers Clearinghouse. Like the company comes around and like gives money out. So I'm going to assume he's still alive, and that lawyer's probably going to get in trouble, too.
Yeah.
We'll keep you updated with that. It's Morons on your morning show. Dr. Oz next. Dr. Oz, it's minutes away on your morning show. If you have a question for him, you can text to 99338. This is interesting. Instagram's taking a swipe at TikTok, and they're trying to take away their creators with big bonuses.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. If you had to guess, how much money do you think Instagram's trying to pay these kids to make a post on the app?
For a static post, not a story?
Just for a reel. This is for TikTok. They're stealing TikTokers.
I want to say $800 a post.
Okay, Rose, your guess.
If they're trying to steal TikTokers, I'm going to say $1,500.
Try $35,000.
What? For one?
For what?
For one post.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I guess earlier this year, YouTube established $100 million creators fund for shorts, and Snapchat has offered like cash prizes, that kind of thing too. So Instagram's offering creators a maximum bonus of $35,000 if the creators' reels accumulate roughly 58 million views in 1 month.
Holy cow.
I mean, I'm going to be honest though, that's pretty cheap it sounds like. But if I mean like for 58 million views, $35,000, that's like fractions of a penny per view, obviously. So that's going to be interesting. So because Reels was kind of the response to TikTok in general.
Yeah.
And Instagram's good at this. If you remember, but stories weren't always there. Like that was like that was the response to TikTok. So I guess
Snapchat, wasn't it?
Snapchat, correct. And Eric got it first. Remember, like Eric's profile had it first. So I guess the program launched in July. Payments were $500 for 20,000 plays. I've had some with over 20,000.
I know, same.
Okay. And now it's I don't know how they got it on. It's $35,000 for 58.31 million views. I don't know. I don't know where I get the 0.31, but there it is. So if you try to make some money, Instagram has got you. Got a question for Oz? He's on TikTok as well, of course.
Yeah.
The Search Dr. Oz. He's on next. Hang on. And always a pleasure to have on the show. The one, the only Dr. Oz. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friends.
Do you have any Thanksgiving plans? Are you staying in New York, or where are you going?
No, I'm going to be in Pennsylvania, spending time with Lisa's family. They all live down there. And,
fine.
We have big family gatherings. But I tell you, this is not a bad year to travel. Even though we have more COVID cases, we've got all kinds of improvements in how we get. For example, plane travel is incredibly safe right now. 99.7% of all airborne particles are cleared by those HEPA filters they use. And half the air you're breathing in the plane comes from outside the plane, and there's no COVID at 35,000 feet.
We've been on a couple of flights this year, and it seems like it's kind of, although it's funny, like, with the way the world is, I feel like masks on a plane might be a thing to do.
It's going to stick around.
Yeah, like forever.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but you can't drink alcohol now on the planes. It gets claustrophobic. If you're in a long plane, you can't sleep as well. So I think people are going to find that they'll some folks will want to wear the mask if they're more vulnerable, but the average person is going to start cheating with it a little bit. For example, getting on and off the plane, wear a mask because you're moving by a lot of people. But once the plane's way up in the air is pretty clean.
Sure.
So I don't think we're getting a huge benefit. Right now, I think the airlines are doing it because they want a maximum protection to get people to feel safe or they won't fly. But over time, because this virus is not going anywhere, it's going to be endemic. And I've got the CDC leadership coming on the show, and it's the same message there. They're shifting now to highlight and hammer a way that this is not going to go away. This virus will be here. It's endemic. Mm-hmm. You can't, you know, when 14 animal species besides you have it, you're not going to vaccinate animals.
Yes.
And you get 8 billion people humans. So the virus will be here next year, the year after. So whatever you do this Thanksgiving, do it. You're going to be doing it next Thanksgiving, too.
There it is. Oz, I have a very important question from you.
Oh, gosh.
11-year-old Amelia is interested in being a doctor. What's some things that maybe 11-year-old Dr. Oz wish he knew before going down this road?
Oh.
It's the most most fulfilling, without question, profession possible. You get to look people in the eyes and be there for them, and she will enjoy it. The one thing she should know is not everything you study to go to medical school is equally effective and essential, so don't get depressed if you don't like organic chemistry. It's not a big deal.
I just figured on your major it says doctor. I didn't realize it was a bunch of science classes. That makes sense. Let's shift gears for a second now. It's being Thanksgiving week, a lot of people may be going back home and seeing old flames. Is there a scientific or like from a medical way of like if for online dating apps, what kind of photo do you think would look best or catches the eye of somebody?
You know, I tell you, it's ironic you bring that up because I just did a show on a little tactic. If you push your tongue to the roof of your mouth, it pulls up the gobbler under your neck. And go look in the mirror and turn to the side, you'll see that you have a much more elegant profile of your face and chin just by touching your tongue to the top of to the roof of the mouth.
Oh, that's kind of, okay.
Wow, now I'm going to be doing that all the time.
Yeah, that's going to be, okay. And then is there anything to, like, different colors? Like, I've always heard that red is supposed to be, like a subliminal dating color.
I've looked into these things. I can't find any connection. What I do see is smell connections. Like, guys, when they smell pumpkin spice and, you know, cinnamon, it reminds them of home. So they start thinking in a more paternal way, and they start looking for a spouse rather than just a quick time. So that's one idea.
Oh, really?
Make an apple pie.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't know that.
Crazy.
With Thanksgiving, of course, being this week, there's always the things like what you should not feed your dog. I know you're a people doctor, Dr. Oz, but are you familiar with what we should not be giving our dog this week?
Well, we don't give our dog anything off the table, and the reason is they're highly allergic to a lot of that stuff. And even though the dog desperately wants it, unless you're sure they're okay with the turkey skin, we skip it. I know it drives the dog crazy. They want to eat some, and they sit by and beg at you, and they slobber on your knees. But the itching they get afterwards drives me crazy and them too.
Not worth it.
And as far as leftovers, hypothetically speaking, what's like the longest we can keep them in the fridge for?
A lot longer. Whatever you think it is, twice that long, I bet.
Okay, but
I store them for a week. But listen, here's the thing.
Okay.
You got to refrigerate them quickly after the meal. You can't let it sit out for 12 hours and then refrigerate it because you got all the bacteria already growing.
Okay.
So, stifle the bacteria can't grow when it's in the oven, and they can't grow when it's in the fridge really that well. So just shorten the period of time. Get it on the table, eat when you're going to eat for the hour and a half of the feast, then quickly pack it away.
You see, as a single guy, I appreciate that, Dr. Oz, because, you know, warning labels mean nothing to me. It's like, give it the good old sniff test, and we're good to go. On the show this week, Dr. Oz, what do we have?
We got CDC director coming on. We've got a whole thing on kids and vaccines. And as usual, we got the celebrities coming by to say hi. Many of them making Thanksgiving meals that you will love.
That's so awesome. One last thing. Make sure to check your listings, Dr. Oz show. Dr. Oz, what did the turkey say to the computer?
What?
Google.
Oh, God.
Stop that was actually good.
I want you to think about this. What did the zero say to the eight?
I don't know.
That belt looks good on you.
Nice.
Dr. Oz, have a fantastic Thanksgiving, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
A pleasure having Dr. Oz on the show. It was shout out to Amelia asking the question, too. I do think... forget, like, we talk to Dr. Ron so often, you forget that he's a doctor, which mm-hmm. always yeah. sounds dumb, and that he was once a young kid trying to be a doctor. That was really cool. Also talking about all the Thanksgiving stuff as well. If you missed Dr. Oz, we'll get the podcast set to search your morning show wherever you get your podcast. If you need a podcast this week, too, if you're doing some, like, driving, some road tripping, or just to, like, get away from the fam bam, you can search us as well. Yeah, Asking for a Friend coming up next in the show, all about a ring. Hang on. Jingle Ball goes down on December 14th, Capital One Arena. Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat,
Hell yeah.
Black Eyed Peas, Sweetie, AJR, and more. Because it's Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. we're going to make it easy. First of all, tickets start at just $40. It's like less than $4 per artist. YMSradio.com. If you want to go to the show, caller. So give me your number, Riley.
Give me the right number is 26.
No, caller 26. You yeah. get to go to the show. 877-995-4681. Good luck if you're caller 26. I saw this, especially because of all the online shopping. The average person's target 30 scams a month.
Oh,
which
dang.
Seems like that is way less than it should be.
With the robocalls, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right now this says 10 email scams, 9 phone calls, 8 fishy texts.
Oh, yeah.
The emails, maybe, but I think the phone ones, I feel like that's more like 15, 20, something like
There's
that.
There's so many text ones, and they are so crafty about it.
Yeah, like the package ones are really good, where it's mm-hmm. like, hey, like USPC, whatever the post office, like, or like click you, here for tracking.
Or like you sent a Venmo to this person, verify or like cancel by clicking here and logging yeah. in. And I'm like, wait a second, what?
Yeah, that's 40% of people say they receive more than 11 email scams a month. I mean, that's different. Though, if it's like the deposed prince of Nigeria, how are you not going
to
help out? Yeah. So the reason we fall for scams, no time to think through the scenario. Probably true. If they get you at the right yeah. moment, you go, that doesn't make sense. Fear of loss of personal information.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess yeah. like, hey, we have your credit card. We're going to unless you pay. Interest in an alleged reward. That'd be like the Nigerian prince. Fear of loss of family or friend, like they're saying they're being held hostage. Fear of arrest.
Oh, yeah.
Trusting most people, even strangers. This is the most ridiculous scams people have ever seen. Claims a warrant is out for their arrest in a state they've never been to. That'd be wild.
Yeah.
Non-existent relatives in prison or attempt to pay their taxes and gift cards. I'm not Ooh. Positive, but I don't think you can do that. So if you see those, be on the lookout. Asking for a Friend next on the show. Maybe you're going through something. You don't want to ask the people in your life because you don't want to have them know. This one involves a ring. We do it next in the morning show. Let's just pretend for a second. Maybe you're new to the show. Rose, how do you explain asking for a friend?
Well, basically, if you have a situation in your life that you need some help with, but you don't really want to put it on yourself, maybe you're a little embarrassed by it, you say you're asking for a friend, and then you get advice from our listeners.
It's basically too like plausible deniability. You can just say, that wasn't me.
yeah.
That was
yeah.
somebody else.
That's not me. That's for a friend.
Yeah. Fake name Melody. Good morning.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I can't imagine the spot you're in right now with you're asking for a friend. What's going on?
All right, so essentially, I found this guy that I've been really close friends with for a lot, like forever, it feels like. And we're just friends, nothing romantic going on. But he asked for advice for his girlfriend, soon to be fiance. He asked for advice on the ring that he got her. And I just, like, I know her decently well, and the ring is not right at all. She's, like, really trendy, and this thing is, like, old-fashioned, and I don't know, she's not, like, a vintage person. And I need to know if I should, like, tell him that the ring isn't right. Like, is that, he's asking for advice, but does he, like, really want advice?
Okay, oh, yeah, and that's a tough spot, too, when people, like, yeah. when I sometimes people ask for advice, I'm like, you asking for advice, you're asking me just to confirm what you already think. So just to kind of recap Fake Name Melody, so you've been friends with this guy for about how long?
Like 7 years.
Okay, and there's never been anything romantic at all, just completely platonic?
Never.
Okay.
Totally, yeah.
Has he come to you for, like, dating advice in the past?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, in the past he has, and yeah, I mean, it's not like, yeah, sure. I mean, it's like he's kind of like a girlfriend, you know. So you shoot
that we shoot the crap, and then okay, and then you also and we also like the soon to be fiance, correct?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she's fine. I mean, like, it's not like she's my favorite of all his girlfriends, but she's fine.
Okay, so let's do this, Fake Day Melody. I'm gonna put you on hold, and because okay. I know obviously Riley and Rose have been probably in similar spots, and I would love to know your opinion as well. 9933 over text. So we'll get some answers for you. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks.
Asking for a friend on your morning show. We just talked to Fake Name Melody. She has a platonic male friend. They've been friends for years. And I guess he had asked her for advice on the ring he wants to propose with to his fiance. In her words, different style and not really something that she thinks the fiance would be interested in. She wants to know, can he tell him that this is a no-go? This is why we do Asking for a Friend. If you have thoughts, 99338. Riley, I know you've been in a similar spot a long time ago. Somebody asked you for feedback.
Yeah, and it was hard because it was like, I too was just like, I'm not a super big fan of the ring. And it's also too, like, I know a lot about diamonds and jewelry. So it's like everything in me wanted to help out in the right way without overstepping the bounds, though.
Right.
Because what if the ring is hideous, but he's in love with it and this is what he wants to give her, but you know deep down she gonna hate it.
But it's also too, it's like you that's still rough. Like there is a chance still she like looks past it and just loves it.
Okay, stop.
But I'm just saying, like, in theory, I don't know.
Get that, but who wants to quote look past how ugly their engagement ring is?
I don't know. So your advice is she should what, Riley?
I feel like she should speak up a little bit. I mean, I don't think she should annihilate the dude, but the girl's going to wear this forever for the rest of her life, one. And two, it's like, it's going to come out at some point, I swear to you. Like, whether it's 5 years into the marriage or 10 years into the marriage, she's going to be like, well, we need to upgrade this or we need to change this. It's going to happen.
Okay, so let's pretend it's me. I just text you like, yo, hey, Riley, I'm about to propose to my girlfriend, Anna Kendrick. What do you think of this ring?
She's
gonna love it.
Oh my gosh.
Well, John, I think Anna is a little bit more of a classic style than a cluster style, and I don't think the rose gold is right for her. She seems more like a yellow gold person, and I just think if you really want to compliment her swagger, you should probably go more in this direction, and I can help you find it for cheaper.
Well, that's why I got the grills, matching grills for her swagger.
Well, I just feel like the grills are going to be a little bit much for the red carpet, and I also don't think that she'll be able to speak sweet nothing into your ear with a grill in her mouth.
Oh, she could.
So maybe we should just go in the vein of, instead of spending money on the grill, you should get her another half carrot.
Okay, but what if she doesn't like carrots? What if she's more of a spinach
girl? Because we're talking about sparkly carrots, not the ones you eat.
Okay, that's a nice, like a subtle, like a nice
little... Oh my God, that's if it was somebody else. If it was you, John, I would take you by the hoodie and be like, no, sir.
Damn, really?
Because I want your girl, if she's putting up with you, to have the most beautiful ring possible. And if it's ugly, I'm going to tell you.
First of all, putting up is a relative term. I'm a fantastic boyfriend.
I've never dated you. I'm just saying,
in general, like, very entertaining, very loyal. So,
truth be told, like, honestly, at the end of the day, like, if this was one of my really close friends, like, I would say, don't come to me if you don't want, like, the real opinion on a diamond. Because I wanted to be a gemologist at one point. This was my thing. So I just feel like in her situation, honesty is the best policy. Like, you might hurt his feelings a little bit, like, but
that's why I always say, somebody asks me for opinion, I ask, are you asking for my opinion? Yeah. You want me to validate your decision?
Exactly. Like, if he's coming to you for an opinion on it, give him the real one. Don't give him a watered down one.
All right, Rose, let's just say I sent you the same text. Rose, me and Anna, we're finally going to do it. Here's the ring. What do you think?
See, here's where I would go, the direction I would take. I would ask, one, have you talked about what kind of ring she would want? Because I feel like that's kind of a common conversation in relationships, especially if you're talking about marriage. And then two, Clint and I went and actually looked at rings because the way that it looks on your finger is a lot different than the way that it looks in the little box. So I would recommend taking her to like see what style she actually likes.
I was going
to
do like a Jack in the Box style where she's going to keep going, going, going. She's going to go, bah! And then the ring just boom in the face.
There it is.
I just feel like
it's going to be like Sonic. I'm going to set her up on a maze course and I'm going to dangle a bunch of rings and then she has to collect all the rings to get to the end of it.
Good God.
And I think
fantastic. If you think that works for you, sure.
That's a good idea. So what would you do? Asking for a friend. If you have feedback, 99338. To Hanover we go. Stephanie, good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
You heard asking for a friend, and what do you want to say?
Well, I
definitely think she should say something. If even if it's like a hint or something like obvious, she needs to tell him something so that it doesn't, like, I don't know, build up and kind of cause something later on.
Yeah, because I guess, like, if I was him and, like, I proposed with the ring and I could tell, like, my girl wasn't a fan, I'd probably be mad at her for, like, or at least, like, hey, like, you said this would be good and it's not. Do you know what I mean?
Speak up.
So, Stephanie, if it was you, you would actually, if it was, like, me and you and I was like, hey, Steph, is this ring good? You would tell me, like, how would you, like, break down to me that, hey, maybe look elsewhere?
I mean, I'm more up front, so I kind of would just be like, nah, I'm not really interested in that.
John, this ring sucks.
I feel like that's kind of the best policy, no?
Stephanie, thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
Maria, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So you heard asking for a friend, and so you, your boyfriend has a platonic female friend.
Right, yeah. They've been best friends for years.
So if this was flipped, so right, but let's just say like your boyfriend's getting ready to propose and shows the ring for you to his female best friend. Would you want best friend to be like, oh, Maria's not going to like that? Or what would you want her to do?
Yeah, 100%. I would want her to tell my boyfriend that the ring is hideous.
See, agreed.
Help him pick a really pretty one.
And let me, on a side note too, Maria, would you almost like, if you found out, your boyfriend, I'm sure, very smart man. He knows you very well. But if he, like, got you a ring and it was horrible and you found out the best friend didn't say anything to him, ooh, would you be a little bit angry with her?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I would be. Mm-hmm.
I think that's fair.
I mean, it's a sticky situation, but...
Yeah, no, I agree. Maria, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You can continue this over text 99338. This is very important as we are 2 days away from Thanksgiving. They put out a list of the things people forget to buy for Thanksgiving. So make sure you have these. 10 on the list is candles. For sure need those.
Mm-hmm, yeah, always.
Table and autumn decor. Okay.
Yeah.
Table and autumn specific decor. Okay. 8 is plates. I guess, like, yeah, if you're using, like, the plastic ones, the paper ones, maybe you just forget the you need some more. 7 is potatoes.
Really?
Okay.
Sure. Number 6 is pie crust.
Yeah.
If you're making the pie. Number 5, people forget pumpkin spices.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's always a spice that I forget, too. Because, like, you think you have it in your cupboard, but you don't.
100%. Number 4 is beverages.
Okay.
The thing about beverages is, like, I always go more because you're going to drink them eventually.
Yeah,
like,
that's
especially
true.
If it's, like, water, it's, like, eventually you're going to drink it. Or if it's soda, eventually it's going to be gum. Fragrance spices, like thyme.
Time.
Sure.
I was like, what's time?
Yeah. Okay. Anybody guess what number 1 is?
Napkins and plates.
We got both those.
Oh.
Toppings? Like maybe crispy onions?
Cranberries.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Cranberries. I don't like that.
I'm not a fan of the cranberries. That is, and 14% of people say they forget to buy alcohol. You must have a good family if you forget to buy alcohol. And that's no offense to my family, but good God. I'm kidding. That's a joke. If there's anything we forget, 99338 over text. I just want to make sure you have those as we get ready to go for the big day. These are the goodnight texts for us to send a crush. We'll do it next.
Nice.
Oh boy, Bustle put these out. See your morning show. I don't know. I do think a lot of times with like dating sites and like even like sites like Bustle or Cosmo, when they give a list of like these are the texts you should send, I often think
it's like,
but I'm like, has this person ever been in a relationship with a human? Like, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So these are 7 flirty good night texts
what?
To send to your crush before bed.
Okay.
All right. One of them, very simple. I'm gonna start number 7. Good night. And then comma name. So like, good night. Good night, Bill.
The comma does it all, doesn't it, though? The comma makes it more intentional.
Yeah, like, good night. Good night.
Running hard.
Stevie. Mm-hmm. And a heart. So there is that. So I don't know about the heart thing, but I think that's probably fine. I don't like texting first in the morning, though, because...
No, do it.
I don't like do it because of my hours, though. I don't want to wake anybody up.
That's yeah, but you can
text
wait.
When they would wake up first in the morning. Yeah. Then.
How am I going to know when you wake up? Because unless I watch your window.
You get to know somebody
worth it. What if you're on the second
enough?
Floor and I can't look in your window?
Okay, make an excuse.
If I get a, hey, you, I noticed
you're
asleep.
Don't be Joe. I don't like it when you make that voice.
Because I was running through your head all day.
Stop.
Look at you.
Stop.
You say you don't want me in your room, but I know you do.
Oh, my God. It's too uncanny. I do not enjoy. Stop.
This is where it starts to get weird. I wish I could stay up all night and talk to you, but I really have to go to bed.
That's weird.
That's
not necessarily. That can be a cute text.
Do you know what's one that I used on an ex-boyfriend once? I said, I don't want to go to sleep because I'll miss you. I know, cheese. Velveeta.
That's way cheesier than the I wish I could stay up all night and talk to you.
Let me just say this. All of these, if a dude sends you any of these, sums up. I don't think any dude is going to send these. I can't wait to wake up to the thought of your gorgeous face. No dude is going to send that.
Yeah, I don't. That's extra. Like, no.
Number four on the list. Hey, call me. I want to hear your voice.
That's cute. Kind of. If you're with somebody.
But I just don't think. I mean, then just call me.
Well, what if you're busy?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't answer the phone anyway.
That is true. I know. Hey, you. I just want to.
Stop with the Joe voice. Stop it.
You're running through my voice.
Stop.
Why don't you run through my yard while I chase you down real quick?
You're so weird.
You might be wondering how we're on season four and how nobody's caught me.
Right.
I'm just going to throw it out there. Number three. Thanks for making me smile on my phone all night. Sweet dreams.
Cute. I'm not mad at that one.
No dude's gonna send that.
I don't like that.
Is it real life?
Is this specific to men sending? Because I feel like that's more of like a text I would have sent.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
John, if you got that, you would roll your eyes immediately.
Yeah, I would be like, I would think something was up. Like I would assume that like you're somebody's catfishing me.
I'm going to say if she's super hot and she says that, you're going to be like, ooh.
That's it for anybody. That's like, there's two left. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. Good night. Insert emoji here. It doesn't say what emoji, though.
Well, that's cute.
Maybe any emoji.
Depending on set emoji. Like, you can't put an eggplant in there and have it be cute.
Yeah, I think that's fine. No. Like, the doesn't say what emoji, but I think that overall is fine. Number one of the flurry text to send your crush for bed.
Okay.
I'll be dreaming of you tonight, winky face.
No.
Ew.
But I say, and let me tell you, smooth friend. I go,
no.
I say, don't dream about me too much, and then send a wink. Because then, you know what I mean? It's a little like,
no.
Yeah. No, that's funny. That's funny.
Okay.
Or I sent a picture of the dogs. Can't go wrong with dogs. Like, listen.
Dogs always work.
They will be running through your mind all night. So there, if you have one that works, feel free to text at 99338. Whatever you are off doing today, we appreciate you spending some time with us. If we can do anything for you, 99338 is number text. Or you can slide on DMs at YMS Radio. I thought this is really cool. I saw this. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Because I've always thought about, like, Charlemagne the God, who does radio in New York. He's the one that like, really pushed me to do therapy. And he always talks about, like, who's his therapist talk to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't even think that. Like, golly. But these are the 10 ways therapists deal with seasonal depression. Because this, like, hard, I feel like, because it was like
totally this year is so strange with that.
Yeah, like I almost forgot how dark it is, but that makes sense, like with this time of year, because like it felt like it came out of nowhere. Where it was like boom, dark. Like,
yeah.
Boom. So the first thing to do, lean on support system. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, yeah,
but I think I also like. I do think that seems obvious, but in the moment, we've all been there. It's like you just don't want to ask somebody for help.
Yeah, it's like you don't want to unburden somebody else, but it's just really important to do it.
I think it's also, too, like that you take for granted that people want to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like true. Another thing, too, is like people like certainly want you to feel good and be happy. The next one is find simple ways to enjoy the season. Which I think that's true. It's just like making like a fire or, like watching seasonal videos. I still think too, like Netflix, I don't think any streaming service does well with like holiday streaming. Like I think Hulu did the best with Huluween, like the least like but it needs to be easier to find though. Like,
yeah.
I think Peacock did Peacocktober, which are like name check.
Yeah.
Just out there. The next one is make your workspace and schedule more mental health friendly.
Oh, totally. Like, I feel like my workspace at home is just a mess a lot of the times. And whenever I light a candle, clean it up a little bit, put happy things around it, I'm more productive for sure.
Yeah, especially if you're doing, like, a lot of work from home. Like,
yeah.
I think Dr. Oz said, like, years ago, like, this changed, like, my sleep. Where he's like, you should only be on your bed to sleep and, you know, other fun stuff. But, like, don't be on your bed, like, messing around, like, watching TV or stuff. Because then your brain doesn't associate bed with rest, which is huge.
Interesting.
This next one, like, seems obvious, but take vacation. Nobody does it, though.
Nobody does. Guilty. I think the amounts of vacation I could have taken for years, and I just did not, because it's little different for us, because when you're voice behind the mic, you've got to be there to do the show.
And it's also, I think, the anxiety of, like...
FOMO.
But not even that. All the work. All the work you have to do to go on vacation, where sometimes, like, you want to watch, it's easier not to do do it.
Uh-huh. And not just all the work you have to do to go on vacation, but all the work you have to do when you get back from 100%. Vacation.
Yeah, I think, but hey, take it, though. Do what you mm-hmm. do it. Spend time in the sun, yeah. Yes. Dr. Oz has always said, too, take the vitamin D supplements, because that's supposed to like help you out
sure.
a little bit. So, again, these are what the therapist personally, how they deal with seasonal depression. Make a few dietary changes as necessary. Say, unfortunately, caffeine, sugar, and alcohol are stimulants that can enhance seasonally triggered symptoms.
Yeah. So I'm really bad about the caffeine, but that's like my one vice, you know?
100%. You need something, especially if you're working long hours. Come on now.
If it makes you happy, just drink the coffee.
Hell yeah. Just drink a little more aqua in there. Next one is to take a multi-pronged approach to coping with seasonal depression. So I guess do the more than one thing, sure. Accept where you are with your mental health in the moment. That's a huge thing.
I really, really like this one because I've dealt with seasonal depression and anxiety for years. And instead of like ignoring it and like, oh, you know, there's nothing wrong with me, da da da, da, like accepting and taking in, like, okay, this is a season. Mm-hmm. It sucks, but there's hope on the other side.
There's also, I think, power too, like when you realize you're in the funk, at least then you're like, okay, I'm just going through a funk. I'll be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be fine. It's like when you get a cold. And you're like, okay, yes, I know I can't breathe worst. Out my nostril, but totally. Eventually it's going to leak out. That's not the right wording, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The next one, this is the last one, and it's the most important one, too, is schedule your life around self-care.
Yes. Instead of the other way around, like fitting in self-care where it falls.
I'm trying to think, like, my biggest, like, for me, like, video games is kind of self-care, because that's, like, something I can turn my mind off not have to, like, worry about. Riley, what's your biggest self-care?
I mean, obviously working out, but beyond that, it's so strange. Lately, it's been skincare. Like, my ritual at night, like, putting on the lotions, putting on the facial mask, because most of the time when I have that stuff on my face, I'm, like, forced to just chill, like, lay down and 100%. Not do a bunch of things.
Rose, how about you?
I think, like, listening to podcasts that I enjoy, that's one
like
way.
Like the thought shower?
Yes, absolutely.
Of course.
And then going outside intentionally without my phone and just throwing the ball with Torment and just sitting in the sun and enjoying that moment.
100%. Just like, it's turning your mind off and just kind of not doing anything. I think that's awesome. We'll put the full list up. Go to ymsradio.com. I guess that's true. Like, if it's just like, even though, like, if it's like making a fire, like, that's always
making
fun.
Making s'mores.
Oh, hell yeah.
Come on now.
It's like Marshall always gets annoyed with me, but I'm like, fall is my favorite season ever. So if I got to deal with seasonal depression, we're going to look at the fall foliage. Damn it.
Does anybody have plans on the 14th?
December 14th.
Yes, at the Capital One Arena. Jingle
it's gonna
ball.
Be a big
God,
night.
The face you just gave me.
I was like, wait a second. I got the wrong day. Capital One Arena. Gonna be rocking Jingle Ball. It's finally here. First time
Hell
in 2 years.
Yeah.
See, we're just excited to get this thing going. Jonas Brothers, Tay McRae, Monsta X, Black Eyed Peas, Ty Verdes, AJR, and more. It's gonna be the event of the year. Tickets are just $40 too. So it ends up being like $4 an egg. Less than $4 an egg.
Less than, yeah.
You're gonna spend $40 on far worse things. I'm gonna be honest. It just is like that Uber Eats order that really should be like $10
after
the charges. Yeah. Get yours ymsradio.com. We cannot wait to see you there as well. Let's do this. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, I love these stories, especially because this area, there's like so many people working different jobs. Like there's like every industry possible is here. What'd you screw up at work? We'll do it next Sunday morning show. What did you ruin at work? 99338 the text or slide the DMs at YMS Radio. All right, so Candace, good morning.
Hey, guys.
And you ruined what?
Well, I was working one summer at this construction job.
Yeah.
And they asked me to take one of the trucks that were empty and fill it up with gas. But, you know, I figured all the trucks take... the big trucks, I went and filled it up with the diesel. And it wouldn't run.
Oh, no. What's the diesel truck?
No.
It was supposed to be a regular. It went like 4 miles and then never turned over again.
Can I ask, because you mentioned that you're working in the summer. Is this like a college job, high school job?
I was between semesters, yeah.
Oh, so I'm assuming we worked the next day, or was that our last run in the construction industry?
It was, I didn't go back. So that was like for a weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think the truck is, that was like 4 years ago. I think the truck is still not moving.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
Yeah, you guys too.
What is yours? What'd you ruin at work? 99338 to text.
What did you ruin at work? 99338 to text or slide the DMs at YMS Radio. Fake name Sam. Good morning.
Hey, morning.
So you work as what?
I'm a storm inspector, but I get on roofs every day.
Okay, and what happened? What did you mess up at work?
So, the rule of thumb is when you put a ladder on someone's house, you know, you always tie it off at the top.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I didn't do that one day, and like a little gust of wind blew my ladder over, and it hit someone's car.
Oh, dude. No.
So, dude, did it fall in slow motion?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought it was
slow motion
for real. Yeah.
Yeah, that had something out of a movie. And then also, too, how'd you get down from the roof then? You had to call somebody like, hey, no big deal. I'm okay, but somebody's car is ruined and I need a ladder.
Oh, no. The homeowner came out and thinks he heard it.
Oh, was it his car?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, lesson learned, Sam?
Oh, yeah, tie off the ladder.
Dude, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Bye. Lisa, good morning.
Yeah, no, real name, Lisa.
Okay, sorry, usually we go with the fake name, Lisa. So you, before we get into this, Lisa, was this intentional or was it actually an accident?
It was totally an accident. I was completely clueless. It was like one of my first jobs out of college, if not, I think, my very first job out of college. I was completely clueless.
What happened?
I sat the letter down and, I don't know, was trying to learn my job.
So you had an offer letter?
Yes, I had an offer letter that showed how much money that they hired me. And they said it showed, you know, how much I was going to be making.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was more money than, you know, other people that have been working there already that I negotiated for myself. Oh.
Which, like, talk about, like, an awkward turtle situation. What ended up being the end result?
Hang on one second, okay? I'm trying to get my latte here. Hold on one second.
We're in a rush. We're on until 10.
I'm sorry.
I mean, this is good. This is live radio. This is perfect. Now, I'm just...
Wow.
What kind of latte we get, Lisa?
Thank you. Vanilla.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh. So, with the letter, we find out the letter's been seen. What happens next?
Well, the letter's been seen, and I get called into the office by the boss, and the boss is like, you know, just accusing me of, you know, showing it to, you know, leave it around, just laying around so that the other people can see how much I negotiated for myself.
Which, I don't know why the boss would think you would do that. Why would you want to make your work environment hostile? Yeah.
Exactly. I was, like, devastated because I would never purposely do such a thing.
Off the record, but, Lisa, what was the range, if you had to guess, how much more you were getting making than other coworkers?
I don't know. Maybe, like, $3 more an hour or something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lisa, I hope you enjoy that latte and your day. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks. You guys do the same. Take it easy.
Bye. Wait, Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
So it's your first day, and you do what?
Well, I went to the wrong place. It was the right place, but it was the wrong place, because it was the right chain, but not the right restaurant.
Oh, no. So
I went to the wrong one.
So you're working for a chain restaurant. Yeah. You go to what you think is the proper location. Now, when you went
and
to
they look at me like I have horns. I mean,
And that's got to be the worst, too, because you're probably like, I know I'm at the right place, idiot. Like, go check the email. And then slowly it's like, at least it wasn't, though. At least they knew you weren't supposed to be there. Because I can imagine some places like, oh, I guess nobody told me we're training somebody new. And like completely training. Mm-hmm. I bet you if I sent Eric right now to some fast food restaurant and had him say he was being trained in, they would probably try to train him in.
Yeah.
110%.
That would be so awkward.
Well, I'm glad it worked out. Thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Oh, no. Rebecca, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so at least this was a family business. I feel like hopefully they cut you some slack. So how old were you roughly when this happened?
So I was 17, you know, I was definitely very young. I hadn't even been driving that long myself.
Sure.
Yeah, so, you know, I worked for this, like, small, like, mom-and-pop construction company.
Yes.
So one day they were like, listen, you need to go fill up one of our, you know, work trucks with gas. I was like, that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I fill it up with gas. And then I guess I didn't realize that a truck like that takes diesel.
You know, though, like, I'm going to be honest, Rebecca, I might make that mistake now, let alone I was 17, because, like, especially if you didn't have a diesel car, I wouldn't have even, like, thought of, like, oh, not all cars take the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Were they understanding, or is it, like, how much trouble we get in?
They were extremely pissed, but, I mean, eventually, you know, I mean, I was there for another couple months, so I ended up keeping my job, but it wasn't the best afternoon, I'll admit.
So we have since retired from the construction industry.
Yes, absolutely.
Probably a good thing. I would imagine that PTSD has got to be with you, like, every day, too. Like, every time you get gas, like, let me just make sure this goes here.
Yeah,
and
you know, I mean, I drive a little Corolla, so, I mean, I automatically know not to put diesel in it, but,
But rental cars can cause an issue. Rebecca, thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks.
This might be a trigger warning. BuzzFeed put on the list the things that terrify millennial children that are actually harmless.
Okay.
I'm going to say off the bat for me, wow. I always thought quicksand to be much more prevalent than it is.
Oh, I got one.
What was yours, Riley?
Storm drains.
Like with it?
To walk over
terrifying.
Them.
Yeah.
Like, or, like the ones on the top of the side, like the grates or whatever.
Marilyn Monroe crate.
Which technically they could be if they were like on the side and you slipped.
Sure.
But
100%. Rose, did you have one?
Black holes. I thought I was going to get swallowed in a black hole or the world or, you know, I just thought, you know, they just seem really scary.
Can I just say that most of these things on this list are 100% caused because our parents lied to us.
Oh, yeah.
Instance, number 10, thinking a ceiling fan could fall and you let them while sleeping. Yeah. Parents lied.
Still believe that if it goes too fast, and that's like one of my biggest fears. It's irrational.
My fan's been on since I moved to my house.
But also gum.
But that's number 9.
Is it?
Worrying that swallowing gum would stay in your stomach for 7 years. The next irrational fear millennials have. Thinking if you turn a light on your car, it will crash or you get pulled over. Yes.
That's not real.
I mean, I get it.
The lies.
Annoying. I get that. But, like, that was a lie. And back when the Game Boys didn't have lights on them.
Oh my gosh, that was the worst.
Family road trips. I mean, road trips now versus road trips back then. It's as big a difference
as. Completely different situation. Like, if my mother would have had something other than just the travel Connect Four, she would have had a lot easier time with me and my sister.
Well, I'm saying it's a big of a leap as like the Oregon Trail, like legitimately.
Yeah.
Like the technology is that big of a leap. Number 7 was being horrified your shoe can get stuck in an escalator.
Yeah. Oh, I'm still scared of that. You've seen all the Louis Vuitton ones, or not Louis Vuitton, the Christian Dior shoes in the, what is it I'm looking for?
The little like slit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets stuck in there and then your $600 shoe is done.
I had somebody who wasn't paying attention fall in the elevator and I had to pick him up, and that was a scary.
You had to pick him up.
Yeah, because she wasn't paying attention. So it was like, I know. Believing you can get poisoned by the silica gel packs. S-I-L-I-C-A.
Oh, yeah.
Silica?
The silica,
But you had to like eat that, though.
Yeah.
True.
Didn't you?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Quicksand being a life hazard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
man-eating plants to eat you alive.
Doesn't a Venus flytrap do that?
But people eating plants.
Yeah.
Though.
Gotcha.
Yeah. This one, another one from parents, worrying that if you swallow the seed, a plant would grow inside of you.
A watermelon,
Oh my God. 100%. What's your parents telling you?
Wasn't it like a Magic School Bus episode as well?
Probably. Man, Miss Frizzle. And the fact that lady never had, there was no permission slips, is like, you're going to take our kid inside
a
rectum?
Wild.
Let's go for it.
That was such a good episode, though.
Mm-hmm.
We learned so much from Miss Frizzle.
She had to be taking salvia.
She was microdosing.
She had to be. Let's take the Magic School Bus.
Oh,
come on now.
Oh, Lord.
If we go to prison, if we rip the tag off a pillow or mattress. Yeah, I don't know where the mattress
That was Pee Wee Herman.
In the Pee Wee Herman movie, the guy said that he got arrested and went to jail because he took the mattress thing off.
Maybe that's what the damn thing is.
Like the criminal in that movie. And I remember being so scared of it. I'm still to this day actually weird about that.
Yeah, I would never do it. The biggest one that they had for the fears that terrify millennial children, Bermuda Triangle.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I have so many questions.
Well, especially because, like, when the hell am I going to be in Bermuda?
Right. That's true.
That was the thing of, like, that's going to happen. So if you have any, the things that terrified you growing up that don't now, 99338 text.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When we call your man, he'd better choose you.
Leah, I'm going to reset this with War of the Roses on your morning show. You and Joe have been off and on for about 2 years. We've been on for the last 6 months. And there's a couple of things here by themselves, whatever, but I think in the whole grand scheme of things, highly suspect. The first is you found behind his couch like two of those like wristbands, mm-hmm. thinking about at bars or clubs for like certain areas. No need for him to have two. But could you tell? I guess they ripped off, maybe not, but could you tell if they're different sizes, like based on where like the residue was, or no?
I could tell that they were used by different people. Okay. Put it that way.
Yeah, like one, okay, it's like one's bigger than the other. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, this is a huge red flag for me, is that you're like, you have like a little thing of like knickknacks, like jewelry or whatever, and there's been earrings in there that are clearly not yours, that you know for a fact aren't yours.
And they were fake. How about that?
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Listen, we want them. That's fine. And possibly the biggest kind of like, huh, is that you notice a woman that Joe follows and follows him back named Krista liked one of your photos from like 2 years ago and then unliked it, almost like she was snooping and then, you know, had the heart attack moment. I was like, oh, they get rid of this. That's kind of everything, right?
The heifer was snooping. The heifer was snooping. Yep.
Oh, my. Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
Leah, so you've never met Krista. You know that Joe sometimes hangs out with her with his friends, so that's why we think perhaps it's her.
Yep.
Okay.
I know it's her.
Okay. So let me just, I'll call as like her boyfriend and see if I can get him to bite and give me some information, okay?
This is going to be good. Go ahead.
Okay. You seem very, very excited. Hold on 1 second. Hey, is this Joe?
Yeah, this is Joe. Who's this?
Yo, man, you don't know me. My name is Kevin. Do you know Krista by chance?
Your name is Kevin? Who are you, Kevin?
Well, I'm just, before I even, do you know who Krista is?
No, I'm trying to figure out who you are, Kevin.
Okay, but do you know?
Yeah, I know who Krista is.
Okay, that's why this is going to be awkward, man. So, Krista is my girlfriend, and she's been acting.
Whoa! Krista is your what?
My girlfriend, and she's been acting a little sus recently. So I went through her phone, and I found your contact info, and I was just
hold on. You're Krista's boyfriend, is what you're telling me,
yeah.
And you're calling me.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. I'm listening.
She never mentioned me at all, or?
No, she's never mentioned you. Your name's never come up. I don't know who you are. I still don't know who you are.
I mean, this is obviously like, and I appreciate you talking to me like bro to bro, because this is like obviously not the conversation I wanted to have today.
Bro to bro? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no, like, okay, so can I ask, like, if you guys... do you know if she's hooking up with anybody? Because like I feel like she kind of keeps me hidden, and she's always never wants to go out, but I feel like she goes out without me.
You're Krista's boyfriend.
Yeah,
I've never heard of you before.
Yeah, no. Well,
and you're telling me she keeps you under wraps. Now, are you guys have a physical relationship too?
Yeah, no, I just live in Raleigh, so we do like it's like a long distance. But I was back this weekend to saw your number on her phone, so I was hoping you could just let me know what's going on.
I can't believe this is actually going on. This is a mind blowing phone call. You're Kevin, some dude that just calls out of the blue to tell me that a girl I've been seeing, you're her boyfriend.
Oh,
although I've never heard anything about you. How long have you guys been together?
Dude, 2 years. How long have you been seeing her for?
About 2 years.
No, I've been senior 2 years. How long have you been senior for?
About 2 years.
Are you for serious right now?
My mind is kind of blown right now because I'm not sure to believe you or if this is some kind of prank call or you guys got something going. Because
I can tell you.
I've been seeing Krista for a while and your name never come up.
Okay, and I never heard of you either, though. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, there's
a reason for
that. You don't live here.
Can I ask, when was the last time?
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe this is whack. When's the last time you guys were intimate with each other?
What kind of question is that? What are you? That's none of your business.
Brother, it's a pandemic, so I need to know, like, if it's a pandemic, like, we might need to go get checked, fam.
Yeah, answer the question.
What? I'm
about that?
Bro.
Answer the question. So you've been having sex with someone else. You've been with this Krista chick for 2 years. When did you have time for that? I literally come to your house like every.
Thank you for censoring.
Yeah.
I come to your house every damn weekend. Damn near every week. So when did you have time to date this damn Krista? And don't lie to me because you seem so overwhelmed and so shocked that this guy is calling you out the blue about your girlfriend, Krista. Is that what you're shocked about?
I never said with my girlfriend.
Yes, he did. Let's pause for a second, Joe.
Well,
Joe, my name is John. Riley and Rose are here as well.
We are here because Leah reached out to do...
Yeah, that's what we're kind of wearing. War of the Roses. And to Leah's question...
What the hell, man?
Have you been off and on with Krista as well? And when you're off with Leah, are you on with Krista and vice versa?
Clearly.
What is this? This is some kind of ambush or something?
It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. Stop trying to deflect the damn question. Answer it. Be a man. What the hell is wrong with you?
Get your ass. Oh, my God.
You know I'm with you.
No, she does, though, because he's arguing with half the damn block.
Don't do that.
What the hell? This is some kind of... Who the hell is this on the phone?
That's a great question. It's your reckoning, my friend.
My reckoning?
Yeah.
What are you, God?
No, John.
No, I am. So answer the question.
Only God can judge me, so I don't know what.
No, but that's. I mean, do you know what though? I'm gonna be honest with you, Joe. We're all judging you though. Like, but also we're all passing judgment right now, and you are a doucher.
Wow.
Let me know you're guilty without letting me know you're guilty. Just say wow.
War of the Roses is pre-taped and possibly edited for broadcast with permission granted from all participants.
Want more roses? Go to ymsradio.com.
I'm sure they're excited too. I'm sure Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, Sweetie, AJR, and Monsta X, and Jonas Brothers, they're all excited to be here. December 14th, Capital One Arena, our iHeartRadio Jingle
Ball. Each other?
Oh, yeah, and doing live show as we talk about.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, Tate McRae hasn't done an arena show her entire career, which is
wild.
Yeah, so very excited. Tickets are just $40. You can grab yours, ymsradio.com. We cannot wait to see you at the show. It's going to be the event of the year. The FOMO will be real as well.
Yeah.
Got morons on the way next. It's your morning show. So we did morons on your morning show. Biggest moron the last 24 hours. No death, no hurting of animals. Stories that make you feel good about your day. Riley, yours, please.
So this guy who's unidentified somehow got himself into the bathroom wall of a theater and was stuck there for 3 days. He was also naked. Now, it's not sure how he got behind the wall, but people that were there heard him banging and pleading for help. Firemen had to drill a hole into the wall, use a fiber optic camera to get him out. How do you get stuck in a wall, and why are you naked?
Probably because you're high.
I guess.
I rose. Jeff, yours.
A Virginia woman was trying to get away from police, so she jumped in a creek and decided to swim away. They tried to get her out. They were searching the shoreline, and then they realized she was in the water. Told her to get out. She said no. And then they explained the risk of hypothermia, because the water's kind of cold right now. So she doggy paddled her way back to the dock, and they placed her under arrest. She had two warrants out in two different counties, by the way.
Mine, we don't do death. Like, that's one of the main rules here, morons. But this man's accused of scamming a woman out of $80,000. He missed his day in court in Connecticut because, according to his lawyer, he's dead. Lawyer gave the judge a certificate of death he received in June. According to documents, client died from malaria, which you don't usually get in the United States, but he was in the Congo. Problem is, neither police nor the feds been able to confirm that the death certificate is real. I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say probably not. I guess he conned a woman out of cash by posing as a rep for the publisher's clearinghouse, which that just sucks. Yeah, because it was probably somebody older. Mm-hmm. That's a very unfortunate. Morons on your morning show. If you need a podcast, something to listen to today, we got War of the Roses. We got Dr. Oz. We also talked about what you ruined at work. All you got to do is search your morning show on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your morning show with John and Riley and Rose.
If I miss it on the show, I download the podcast.
Your morning show with John, Riley, and Rose.